You're listening to Creative Thursday, episode number 176. Welcome to Creative Thursday with Marisa Ann Cummings. We're talking all things life, business, and creativity intended to inspire and empower you wherever you are on your creative journey, both personally and professionally. Thank you for listening. Hi, hello, it's Marisa here. I am recording this at the end of another extraordinary week in our world today on a Friday evening. My sincere apologies, I couldn't get this to you sooner. I am giving myself, or on Thursday, on our usual Creative Thursday day, I am giving myself some grace here because I have, and if I trip over my words, you will also give me some grace. I thank you in advance, although I'm in the mode of speaking, because I was thinking about in the last 2 weeks since our world basically turned upside down. Basically, since our normal has suddenly become a very new normal, I started working fast. I did a quick pivot to support some requests from my current members of the Expansive Artists and the Red Dot Society, which is my small group coaching. And I put together the online teaching boot camp. You heard me speak about this on Sunday. And we went to work starting on Monday this week. I am meeting with this beautiful group of teachers or about to be teachers and coaches. And I'm meeting with them 3 times a week, and our calls go anywhere, well, typically from an hour, hour and a half to 2 hours. And that's the idea behind this boot camp, right? No messing around. I am coaching people through and answering questions, coaching them through setting up their online classes so that they have them finished in 2 weeks. I can't wait to invite you to their classes. I would like to put together a directory of the completed classes from the online teaching bootcamp, because they're going to be some beautiful offerings. And the idea is that we're not creating these very long and intense courses, but really rather beginning or creating intros or short bite-sized offerings to introduce ourselves to teaching. And well, to introduce the bootcamp members to teaching, and also to introduce your teaching to your online audience, because some of the teachers, Sean included, I'm so proud of him. He is putting together his class for an intro to comedy sketch writing. He's been meaning to do this probably for however many years. I've been encouraging, or rather bugging him to do it. And also Leslie Peters, I'm going to give a shout out to Leslie. I am going to take her first live online class. I've been taking class from her almost 20 years. I'm going to be taking it tomorrow on Saturday. I'm so excited. And once she's up and going, I can't wait to share her link with you, because now you'll be able to teach with her. Before now, you wouldn't have access to Sean or Leslie unless you were here in Los Angeles. And this is the beautiful opportunity and possibility I see coming out of such an unusual, and I know I always preface my optimism by saying, I hope you're well. I hope you're feeling healthy and well. I hope you're feeling safe somewhere with you and your loved ones. And my heart goes out to you for any stress or anxiety that you are feeling. I think that we are all feeling stress and anxiety in waves. I was taking a poll on Instagram this week, and the majority of you are feeling low energy and rest versus optimistic and productive. And I was saying to my email friends this week that I am feeling a combination of both. Sometimes I'm just on fire getting things done, like today, all day, almost nonstop. And then I end up crashing a little bit because I'm taking in the world around me and having these moments of, as much as I do love being home and I do love being home, having these moments of, wait a minute, are we really not going to be technically leaving our home for maybe weeks or a month from now? It's a lot to process, and we're only 2 weeks in at this moment. I am thankful to be feeling well. I am thankful that all of my loved ones are well. We've been Skyping in Germany. Everybody's getting on Zoom. If you don't yet know about Zoom, we're going to give my mom a Zoom training. There are going to be a lot of Zoom parties and Zoom users, and it's really wonderful. It's an amazing tool. I've been using it for probably 2.5 years, I think. Quite a while. I love it. Couldn't live without it. And it's just become a household name overnight during this time. So that's a quick snapshot. I think what I was starting to say, I was just going to take note and record this for myself, or keep record is what I was about to say. But I have this week in particular, because we did a virtual paint party, or really I'd rather say like an open studio where there was no agenda, no plan. We just got together, my Expansive Artist members and my current online teaching bootcamp members, anyone that was currently in my student and member community. We had this virtual paint party and we just got together and we made art. It was... You'll have to tell me, you who were there, I'm so happy that you were able to join me live. You'll have to tell me, it did feel, I know it's not the same as in person, I know, but you have to just stay open because different things happen. Like, you can have Deborah from South Africa, and you can have Tiffany from Riverside, and you can have people from Karen from the UK. You can have people from all over the world joining, which first of all is not likely to happen in person very often, or if at all. And it did feel like we were in a room together making art, because some of us would chat through an idea and then some would be quiet, and the kiddos were invited as well if they were making art with their mom. And it was just, so you can keep your microphone on mute, but if you are talking with one another, it's a little bit like when you're in a workshop, if you're sewing together or you're making art, there's always a little conversation happening about different art supplies and different ideas. And I'm telling you, the synergy was very similar. I came away with new art supply ideas and new ideas for paintings, and I made my painting that I will be finishing shortly. I started it. I loved it. It was so great. I would like to find a way of incorporating that more into our Expansive Artist membership and community, where we can really just come together. Again, I try to hold back on my need to share, my desire to educate and impart knowledge, and just really try to, it's not really that hard for me, but just be with everyone where we are together as a community. And I think depending upon how all of this shakes out, that this may be something we definitely do again. And I still have plans of my in-person events, and I'm also just kind of at a wait and see to even see if we might be able to have our small event that's in a few weeks. I'm not sure yet how all of that is going to play out, but literally one day at a time. So all of that to say, hello, and thank you for listening and tuning into the podcast. And I thought that I would share some virtual working from home tips, because maybe, I assume most of my creatives are already working from home, but maybe not. Actually, what am I saying? I know some of my expansive artists have full-time jobs, are building their business on the side, and are working at home maybe for the first time. So they still have their jobs, thankfully, and they are able to take that work home with them virtually while they have to. But now I know they are juggling parenting, and they may just be juggling things like cabin fever and, you know, how do you keep a schedule and stay focused when you're at home? And these are skills that I will tell you right now, I do not have perfected. I will just give you that heads up. If I haven't told you recently, I don't have it all figured out. Sorry to disappoint you, but I don't. I'm always refining my process, as you know, because I have talked to you about it at length on this podcast. You may have even found me through the Successful Artist Plan that so many of you have become new members of my community, or you're in the Successful Artist free Facebook group. And I'm passionate about planning. Can I just tell you before I share some tips with you? I know I said this on the podcast. It was the beginning of March, and I, for the first time, basically had my calendar planned. For the first time ever. It feels a little bit unfair that I felt very on top of everything, and then wait a minute, what happened? Wait, hello, I had a plan, hello. And what is the famous John Lennon? Life is what happens when you're busy making other plans. I won't sing it for you, but oh my goodness, is that what happened for all of us? All of us. So that's all right. You know, when you have a plan, you can easily veer. You can bring spontaneity back in your life, and you can go with the flow. Essentially, a plan just gives you a framework from which to go with the flow, sometimes more than usual, which is where we find ourselves today. So I had my plan, and I was dialing it in to a point where I was going to know what I was working on every day, just about. And I was dialing it in to get to that place. I was going to do this on a weekly basis of segmenting my time. So I'm going to record the podcast, and I'm going to do it from 12 to 12:30 or 12 to 1 by the time I make any adjustments and load it up or talk too long, which I promise this one will be a quicker one. But I had planned to start working that out, and then through this experience, understandably so, it just all got a little crazy kind of fast. Do you agree? I'm sure that you do. And when that happens, when our routine gets thrown off, even though for me, this is not nearly as big a disruption as it is for the majority of people, because I already am home a lot. I already work from home every day. I already love being home right now at this point in my life, and I love our home so much. I'm just really happy here. And so I feel mostly happy in a routine and an environment that I am already. It's familiar for me. Now I don't have to miss my Leslie yoga because she's going to be teaching live at the same time, but I am really missing my dance studio. I continue to learn about businesses that are really temporarily closed or maybe forever closed, including my yoga studio. We don't know. Those moments are, you know, you realize, of course, you have that moment of clarity of, oh, right, this is all happening. And let me send my thanks to all the healthcare workers out there. And when we were in Trader Joe's, I was thanking everyone for working. And it's, you know, it is a little bit of a ghost town here in LA. If you're driving at all, it's the one time ever that you're going to be able to get to anywhere you want to go pretty quick. It's unheard of here. It is unheard of here. But just today, I also started realizing, oh, I'm missing my friends. And even though I can see them on camera, I'm going to miss going to classes in person because that's what gets me there. That's why a live class is so great, because I will show up for that. And I'm going to miss just being out with people, even the few times that I actually do that these days, I realize that. I'm sure you are feeling the same. So until then, we'll keep coming up with new solutions. I'll keep you posted about any classes or paint parties or anything that I'm doing, and we can connect in different ways. We're taking it one day at a time, but allow me, or I will now share with you some of the tips that have just become very familiar for me when working from home. So first of all, speaking of grace, give yourself grace, because this is absolutely new for you. If you are listening to this and saying, yes, please give me some working from home tips, and it's going to take a minute and longer, probably longer than a minute for sure. So here's what my first recommendation is to you. Now, a lot of people suggest going to bed earlier, especially if you have your kids at home or they're used to going to school. I heard this recommendation. I wish I could give you parenting tips. I can't give you any parenting tips yet, but I can share some tips that some of my mentors were talking about, and that is keep going to bed early. I think in the beginning it felt a little like, weehoo, we're all on vacation, we're not going to school, we're not going to work, and then everybody's sleep schedule gets off. For Sean and I, we do try to keep a regular schedule of going to sleep at a reasonable hour, usually now between 10 and 11, and then usually up depending on what's happening with the light outside. I don't have to use an alarm clock almost never, even when I am getting up extremely early, because if I'm getting up extremely early, it's usually for travel, and my body, I won't sleep very well that night. My body will just keep waking up wondering if it's time, but I will typically put an alarm on, of course, as a backup, but I will wake up on my own, so I don't need an alarm. And it can be anywhere. I also have Maymay the cat, who likes to paw at things at 6:30. So it can be anywhere from 6:30 to 7:30 or possibly 8 if I stay up later. I am definitely more of an evening, late afternoon, night person than I am an early morning person. I can definitely appreciate working early morning if I got enough rest. And if many times that really happens, though, when I have jet lag coming back from Europe, then I really love the early morning. But I do believe as individuals, we have moments where we are more productive, have more energy. So the first thing you want to do, but it will take practice, because when you're working for someone else or at an office, you are on their schedule. You are not really encouraged to find a system that works for you. You're working, you know, in alignment with the community working together. So the first thing to, if you can, you may still be on those same hours, but you might still be able to squeeze in a nap, perhaps, or take your lunch at a different time, or add in work at a different time to have a little breathing space in your day. Especially, you might have to if you are caretaking your children as well right now. And so I'm sure there's a lot of flexibility and a lot of lack of routine happening. So it might take a moment to do, but try to see where your natural rhythms are and lean into that rhythm, even within your family. But if it's your kids, I would assume that the best thing to do is to have them fall into your rhythm as best as you can, especially if you are also working at the same time, because you can't be falling into their schedule with so much going on. And that's why it's encouraged to keep somewhat of a routine so that you're still acting as if you're going to school or work, at least on the Monday through Friday days or however your schedule is. I know other entrepreneurs who are going live at 8 in the morning to make sure that they stay on a routine like that. I haven't felt that dedicated. Again, early morning, I like to ease into my day. And so I'm not typically starting a lot of talking first thing in the morning. So I know my rhythm. I tend to wake up more right now, which is also closer to dinner time, which isn't always ideal. But I will sometimes start my day anywhere from 9 or 10 a.m. until more like 7 p.m. or sometimes 8 p.m. with a very short lunch in between. And it works out okay. My goal is to basically be doing all of the quote unquote important things for me, from creativity to any exercise to meditation to time with Sean, prioritizing that first thing in the day. However, it doesn't always work because, like I said, I have this energy burst a little bit later on in the day. And from 2 to 4 p.m. it's not a great time for me. Not even when I was growing up in school. I think I've shared this before. Sometimes I had to put my head down on the desk around the 2 p.m. time. Now, I do know that that has a lot to do with what you are eating for lunch. And if we eat anything heavier, a heavier meal, it instantly just wipes the energy out. So I can avert that by having a lighter meal for lunch, or, you know, a very fresh, protein-packed, vegetable-focused meal, and or sometimes an afternoon coffee, which is also fun, or an afternoon tea. So my first tip, did I tell you? Well, my first tip is to lean into understanding your natural rhythm and seeing how you can maximize that time for yourself. My second tip, this has been a very important one, and maybe this aligns with people who are trying to get up at the same time, which I don't do, mostly because sometimes I do get a burst of energy at night and I can follow that. I work for myself. I can basically set my time the way that I want to. And sometimes my quiet is later at night. And so then I will sleep longer in the morning. So I'm less routine that way. But one way I have a routine is that I shower in the morning and I get dressed every single day, every day. And there's something about that rhythm and routine of just the water. It's very invigorating for me. I do get a lot of ideas. Sometimes if I'm really passionate about my learning, I'll be listening to a podcast or listening to a class that I am a part of. I will use that time in that way, or sometimes it will just be quiet and I will have ideas or my mind will be thinking about the day. I will also, Sean and I have a routine of making the bed and cleaning up the kitchen before I get started. We also have cats, as you know, so there's a litter box to be cleaned. And I like to take care of all of those things as if I was leaving the house and coming back to it. And I wouldn't want to come back to a bunch of dirty dishes or an unmade bed or things in disarray. So something about that process of taking my time too, I don't have to be pressured unless I am teaching a class right away, which I've been doing this week, but I've still set the time for that class in a way that allows me to have a little bit of time in the morning to prepare and just be mentally ready. And to take my time with Sean, we also have the routine. Every day we have a little bit of coffee together. It's our coffee time. And, you know, the theory on habit building is that you have triggers that remind you of the habit you're trying to build. And so you're trying to build your life with triggers that set you into a zone or a mode or set you up for the next task that you're doing or the next segment of your day. And unknowingly, that's what I've done with a lot of these tasks. And the reason I say that it takes a minute is that I really don't know why it's taken this long, a little bit brainwashed from school and early jobs, even though I have not worked for someone in over 20 years. Yeah, wow, it's a long time. So I've had no routine other than my own routine, and I still feel guilty if I'm not starting at like 7 a.m. And it's, you know, people kind of pride themselves on that. Like, I start at 5 a.m. I start at 7 a.m. It really just doesn't matter. What are you accomplishing and are you proud of that? And is it moving the needle forward on what you're trying to do? That's all that matters. We none of us have set schedules or predictable lives per se. And the fact that we haven't been allowed to honor our own schedule, our own internal clock, really probably has a huge impact on productivity. I am so curious what businesses who were able to quickly transition to an online offering, what those businesses may learn about the productivity of their employees and ultimately what projects get completed because the employee has more freedom. Will it go down or will it go up? I want to know, because there's always this theory that if we're not so structured, we're just going to goof off. And in the beginning, we might have to in order to find our structure. And come on, let's face it, that is also the part of just working for yourself that you can let go at certain times that are in the middle of a work day. But my brain still tries to keep me structured in that old paradigm. And I think all of this will also help me to realize, yeah, that paradigm doesn't exist at all right now. So you can finally let it go. If you're still stuck in that paradigm where we value this kind of work ethic that looks like this from this time to this time with this kind of lunch break and this many days a week, I invite you to let go of that too. So you get to set the schedule here, but you also must discover or find the routines that set you up for the kind of success that you want and the kind of productivity you want to have in your day. So just to recap, I'm usually going to bed at the same time. This whole experience has definitely offset my clock. It was also on the heel of daylight savings time, which did literally change my internal clock, and it's just now starting to adjust. So there were a couple of things that changed my routine. And I have just completely added a new program into my business and just worked very fast. And I don't even think, did I finish saying I recorded in the last 2 weeks? Was it 5 podcasts? I hosted 2 live masterclasses. This week I taught close to 6 hours for the online teaching boot camp. I also coached close to 2 hours with the Red Dot Society and had about an hour and a half call with the Expansive Artist. And then I also, for fun, did a virtual paint party today that was almost 2 hours. And then last week I hosted a live paint party on Instagram where I was painting live with my friends on Instagram. I've done a couple of live videos. So my schedule, my usual routine is totally thrown off right now. But because I'm used to working for myself, it's not in working from home. It's not impacted in other ways. It's just that I worked super fast to lean into what's happening, to show up for my community, to, as I said, put energy out there and share to help people who might be feeling a ton of anxiety right now. And that all felt and does feel really good to me. I have loved every minute of it, really. And following the recording of this podcast, I think I'm going to be quiet for a couple of days because we're going into a weekend and it is time for me to refill the talking well. I probably also have the energy to share as much as I do because I have had no other socialization besides Sean and a couple quick conversations with my neighbors. And yes, Wally is okay. For everyone who knows our 88-year-old neighbor, Wally, we can see him outside. And if we are far enough away, we can also kind of visit with him a little bit. So we're all sort of together. We're all, as one of my neighbors wrote to me, we are close and yet so far away. But just knowing that we're all here, we know if we need anything, we have each other. But that lack of more personal, interpersonal, or socialization in person connection is starting like, oh, clearly I need it because I'm talking a lot to you. Here, I just say I've been in the box a lot. I'm in front of the box. I must work on my physical apparatus and my posture ASAP because I am about to yes, be stiff and everything else. I've been sitting and sitting and just talking to the box. But I'm so grateful I can talk to the box because I have had, and by box I mean my computer screen and my webcam, and Pepita assumes her position every single day in the chair behind me. It's just part of our routine. If she is not in the chair, she will cry in the background of the door that is closed when I'm recording. So it's the chair or it's outside. But she's really become a part of the teaching process, and she's usually looking at me probably like now and saying, can we play ball even for just a few minutes? I think she's given up on me for today. So that is my overall routine, is have a routine, whether it's the time you go to bed or go to sleep, or the time that you go to sleep or wake up, lean into what your natural rhythm is. Try to figure that out if you haven't yet. Have a morning routine of some kind of organization or shower or the getting dressed thing. I know it's so great and luxurious that we can be in our pajamas all day. I don't like it. It doesn't work for me. I can get behind because there's so many nice ones. The yoga pants. I see a surge in leisure wear coming because a lot of us who teach online, also we make a joke that you don't have to see our pants. So we could look very put together on the top, but we might just have yoga pants on the bottom, or some people might have pajama pants. But I'm sensing anyone who's making leisure, very nice leisure wear and selling it online, I think that your business will increase during this time. Yes, possibly. I hope so. I wish a growing economy for all of us sooner rather than later. So having that beginning routine, because Sean was usually teaching, we would have a lunch together when he came home. So that became part of our routine. Because my day tends to shift to the later side, I typically have a later lunch around that time. That is my dip anyway, so around 2 p.m. And then I sort of lean towards the European style eating of having dinner a little bit later. But that is essentially my routine. I get a chunk of work done in the morning and then a chunk of work done in the afternoon. And then sometimes if I haven't planned accordingly or I haven't really been paying attention to how much time I'm spending on everything, then I might be getting things done either late at night or getting up early to get them done then. And that's where I personally am at in terms of my working from home, my virtual life. I am trying to become more efficient with my focus and also with how long I spend on things, because I think I could be doing it a lot faster and certainly also getting better at leadership and handing more over for help and assistance. And you know, I've been working on that one for a little bit and getting better. And also making processes of how I do things so that I can hand more and more of that over. I've never done any of that before. And really, like I said, getting back to that place of scheduling my calendar and my days. So if I know I'm teaching from roughly 10 to 12, that's what's happening. So then what am I doing from 12 to 1, 1 to 2, 2 to 3? Really breaking down my day in such a way that I know exactly what I'm doing during those hours, and also connected to what I choose to do in those hours. I've talked about this before, but I know for me, I mentioned at the top of this podcast, I was in talking mode. So one of the reasons I am quote unquote squeezing this into my day today, not only to get it to you in a timely manner, but I have been in a teaching talking mode all day, essentially, and so it's easier for me to stay in that mode. So I try to group my time slots or organize or schedule my time slots in such a way that the focus is the same, because I am toggling between different parts of my brain, to be honest. You know, when I'm painting, it's one part of my brain. When I'm planning, organizing, probably teaching, talking, teaching, all of the above, I don't know specifics, but I'm guessing that's another side of my brain. It feels like I can be more administrative, business, talking, all of that, podcasting on one. Well, that is one mode. And another mode is no talking, inward, creating, imagining, designing, painting, except for in the rare occasion, like a painting workshop or what we did today, which was so lovely. And you're just being in the company of others, which is also different. But if I'm teaching or having meetings or podcasting, I try to schedule and stack all of that really so that I can have days that are either without any of that. Same with appointments. I don't like to schedule appointments where I am leaving the house when I one day leave again on multiple days a week. It exhausts me. Also, living in the city, I've talked about this, and just the driving around, it's a waste of time. So I have to go out and in and out and in. So we tend to, in Los Angeles, a lot of us try to stack our errands and stack all of our driving, which I think has put me in a mode of doing that within my days as well. And if I'm going to, like I said, have meetings with people, some of that also has to do with how am I going to do my hair that day? I do shower and get dressed every day, but maybe I don't want to put some makeup on that day. And I know I'm not going to turn the camera on, although I'm often doing stories anyway, but thank goodness for those filters. I love that eyelash filter. But basically, I am determining what I'm doing in those segments of time, those hours, based upon what project do I have coming up, what needs to be done, and how can I structure my day in support of a certain type of focus. And then that's the other piece that I'm trying to get better at, because I have admittedly become a little too addicted to pressing buttons on my phone. And the only way I really focus is there's no Facebook window open, which is sometimes challenging when I'm running a membership in a Facebook group, but really cannot go into Facebook unless I'm going to work on it, or it's designed to do this to you, to your brain. It's been planned to affect your dopamine and to affect how your brain works. So it's can be very challenging to pull away from that. And what I've noticed is when I'm doing something quote unquote hard, that's challenging, writing usually, something that I don't mind doing, but it feels more mentally taxing to me, or if I am designing and I'm getting stuck with the design, I will end up trying to pick up my phone and look at what's going on inside Instagram for no reason other than to distract myself, and I don't want to stay focused. And that becomes a habit. So I really recommend setting timers, using the app Toggle, pressing start and then pressing stop when you're done, and tracking your time. I did that for a while, and it helped me to focus as if you were being paid by the hour, or you were tracking time for your boss by the hour, or maybe you're already doing that, so that is well ingrained. But you have to do that for yourself and your own time, and turn your phone off. Power it off. I know it's our phone, so we don't want to miss any calls, but then put it on do not disturb and only allow calls from people, you know, the people in your life that you must hear from or want to be there for in case of emergency. And then I need you to just focus. For sure, it's something we all need more practice with. And for the parents, I heard a really great tip from one of our speakers recently in The Expansive Artist. And, you know, she does that with her day. She plans it on Sunday. She knows exactly what's happening. And I thought this was a nice tip that she gave her. She gives herself a half an hour of flex time. So if something takes longer, she has a little bit of flex time. But when you're a parent and you were picking your kids up from school or working with their schedule and their activities, there's a lot of your day that's already planned. And sometimes that works in your favor, because when my day is so open-ended, I have umpteen choices on how to take it a certain direction. And because I'm not as structured or haven't been as structured, I often end up, you know, kind of going on aimlessly with projects because I can. And that's what I'm trying to change. But essentially, I have that routine all right, Pepito, we're going to play ball in just a minute. I have that routine and it helps me, and I am trying to get back into the routine. Pepito, we're podcasting. Just a moment, please. I'm trying to get back into, this is a place of business. Oh, I also tell the dog it's a place of business. You might try that with your kids. I tell the cats it's a place of business. I tell Sean, and they still make noise in the background. It's also just going to be what it's going to be. I'm telling you that now. All of us who are on live video and we have our kids, she doesn't know I'm recording a podcast right now. As far as she's concerned, I have talked ad nauseum today and she is done. So I'm working to have that time for my painting and really making that the priority, and I haven't quite gotten into that habit yet. So give yourself grace, be easy about your habit development, and just take one day at a time. So I'm sending you lots of love as always, extra good, healthy, well thoughts for you. Have a beautiful weekend and thank you for listening. Until next time, friends. Creative Thursday is recorded and produced by me, Marisa. You can find all things Creative Thursday at creativethursday.com and creativethursdaycourses.com. Be sure to hit subscribe to get the next episode of the podcast as soon as it drops. And we are signing off on a Friday. I'll talk to you soon, friends. Have a beautiful weekend and take good care. Oh, and speaking of good care for you who made it all the way to the end and almost left, but then you're like, oh, what else does Marisa have to say? I just want to remind you of something I heard this week, and that is the reminder of hydrating while you're home. Also, if you are home, getting exercise into your days as well. But the reminder of making sure you have water, because a lot of times, and I know I am guilty of this, that slump I feel in energy is because I haven't had enough water in the day because I just get in a mode. So a tip that you can take back to the office with you as well is to have a bottle of water filled already or more sitting on your desk so you remember to grab for it in between those perfectly planned out segments of your day that I know you're going to have. All right, it's official. I'm signing off. Until next time, friends.